This is Dr. Singham, dictating from Marywood Manor Nursing Care Center, Marywood Nursing Care Center. Patient first name is Mary, M-A-R-Y, last name is Schmidt, S-C-H-M-I-D-T. Date of birth is 3/13/1942. Date of evaluation is 6/16/2023. HPI history page, complaints, psychiatric evaluation for management of depression and to assess efficacy of current medications. History of present illness. This is a 81 years old female who was admitted here on 6/12/2023 upon transfer from Ascension Providence Hospital. Patient's chart indicates that she suffered from a fall and had a displaced comminuted fracture of the shaft of humerus right arm. Patient also had diabetes, hyperlipidemia, depression, hypertension, atrial fibrillation, COPD, diverticulosis of intestine, difficulty walking, and history of a UTI. Period. Patient was present during my evaluation. Her daughter, Kathy, was also present. Patient acknowledged seeing a therapist weekly and reports that her PCP prescribes her antidepressant. Patient is on Lexapro 20 milligram once a day. Patient reports that she was on OxyContin, which was discontinued, and she's currently on Tramadol for pain. She has ongoing complaints of pain in the arm. Period. She denied any persistent feelings of hopelessness or suicidal ideation. Sleep and appetite is adequate. Period. Patient acknowledged that she has been dealing with depression for a long time and attributes that to being in a troubled marriage. Period. Reports that she got divorced a long time ago. She has been tried on numerous antidepressants over the years, but Lexapro seems to be working well. Period. Next paragraph, no history of manic symptoms, period, no history of psychosis. Period. Denies substance abuse, but acknowledged a past history of alcoholism. Next paragraph, patient's daughter is a teacher and son does some building, construction management type of work. The patient reports that she used to work for television WXYZ. Next paragraph. Review of system, general complaint of pain, eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genitourinary, musculoskeletal, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergy, none reported. Next paragraph, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, yes. Prior outpatient alcohol and substance treatment, yes. Number of prior hospitalization, none. Next paragraph, prior suicide attempts, no. Next paragraph, of aggression, no. Next paragraph, education. Under education, current occupation, used to work for television studio WXYZ. Next paragraph, relationship, current relationship, divorce, number of children, two. Next paragraph, legal issues, prior difficulty, legal, not known. Next paragraph, under histories and habits, under review of history and habits, see medical surgical history as reported in HPI. Save that information. Next paragraph, mental status examination. blood pressure 128 over 72, pulse 60, respiration 20. Next paragraph, general appropriately groomed, demeanor cooperative, pleasant, motor movements, weakness, gait, sitting, speech clear, mood, euthymic, thought processes intact, associations with the normal thought content, no suicidal or homicidal ideation, perceptual disturbances, none. Next paragraph, level of consciousness alert, oriented to person with a normal place, with a normal time, with a normal attention, concentration, with a normal language, with a normal fund of knowledge, fair judgment and insight, fair. Next paragraph, medications, under current medications, MAR reviewed, Lexapro 20 milligram once a day. Next paragraph, assessment and plans, major depressive disorder, recurrent. Mild F33.0, plans continue Lexapro as prescribed. Period, patient has a therapist in the community and plans to continue to see her. Next paragraph, disposition, notify service of any changes or mood or behaviors or any new concern. Next paragraph, check the patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and potential side effects. Check that box. Next paragraph, ongoing follow-up with the PCP for management of patient's complaints of pain. Period. Next paragraph, under orders and procedures, 9903.04. Under risk benefit analysis, check common side effects of SSRI. This is the end of dictation.